Time now for Viewpoint. Here's WDOE News Director Dave Rowley.
And welcome to Viewpoint. On our live line this morning, we have the New York Sea Grant Great Lakes Coastal Literacy Specialist, Nate Bragg, with us. Also a Dunkirk native. Nate, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dave. Happy to be here.
Yeah, great to be talking with you. Maybe tell us a little bit about your position now with New York Sea Grant.
Sure. The title is it's a mouthful. Sometimes I wish they could just call me Great Lakes Guy, because my job is really to talk to the public, teachers, students, pretty much anyone that's interested in learning about the Great Lakes and the role that they play in our lives and how we can impact them. And my role within New York Sea Grant is to focus on the education side. Some of my colleagues focus on the research side, and we have staff all across New York, from Lake Erie through Long Island, doing research and working with the public and educators around our coastal communities and resources.
And you're also the associate director of the Great Lakes program at the University at Buffalo.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, my office is at UB. And the Great Lakes program is all about translating the great research that's happening here at UB around the Great Lakes to the general public. So there's engineers, there's chemists, there's biologists doing really technical, really great research. But sometimes that's a lot to translate to the general public or even to children. So I help kind of distill that down to the nuggets of information that we can take with us and understand what's going on in the lakes and if they're doing better, where they're struggling, how we can help them, because there's a lot of challenges, but there's a lot of opportunity. So that's really what the Great Lakes program at UB is focused on, meeting those challenges and connecting to the public.
So now we're into the first week of school, and New York Sea Grant has a number of resources focused as far as education for K through 12 teachers, homeschoolers. Tell us about the availability of these resources.
Yeah, everything that Sea Grant has put together over the past few years is on a website called the Great Lakes Ecosystem Education Exchange. And that program is a partnership between New York Sea Grant and the New York DEC. On that site, you'll find a few brand new resources that have come out in last year that look at science and the Great Lakes from an interdisciplinary perspective. So we have our EnviroTime Storytime recommended reading list, and that's a list of about 50 books, everything from preschool and kindergarten up through high school, all focused on different science topics, local Great Lakes issues, global issues, different individuals involved in science and how it's shaped their career. And then there's also a component of what kids can do about it, how they can get involved in protecting the environment. And each one of those books has an activity that goes along with it, and that can either be done in the classroom, in the field, or at home. So it's a resource for parents or homeschoolers as well.
Now there's also information available about the oldest and longest living native fishes in Lake Erie.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that one up. That's my personal favorite. That's all about lake sturgeon, which are such an amazing fish. And you know, when I talk to people and say there can be a fish that can live up to be 100 years old and grow up to be 8 feet long, swimming right in Lake Erie, right past Point Gratiot, but it won't eat you like a shark. It's probably more scared of us than we would be of them, but lake sturgeon are an amazing species that historically had huge numbers in our region, but because of habitat change, overfishing, and pollution, their numbers were really low. But they're making a comeback, and they've recently found sturgeon spawning in the Genesee River in the Rochester region for the first time in decades. So this resource that Sea Grant put together is a 10-activity lesson plan all around lake sturgeon. So looking at their life cycle, their role in the food chain, and also their social and historical importance. There's a few activities focused on the Native American perspective and the role that sturgeon played in their culture. There's some lessons around literacy where you read a story about the entire lifespan of a sturgeon, and you follow it through time over 100 years. And when you're reading it, kids can really get an idea of what the challenges that sturgeon face and kind of empathize with them And it's really exciting, I think. And there's an exhibit in Buffalo, actually, at the Birchfield Penny, where they have some live juvenile sturgeon in a tank, and kids can go and check them out. And these sturgeon will be released into the Great Lakes. So really exciting time for sturgeon. And that resource is available online. And it is also aligned with New York State learning standards as well. So teachers can take this and plug it right into their class.
And there are so many different aspects of Lake Erie, the Great Lakes, when it comes to educating young people. It also played a big role with the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, and, you know, that resource is really exciting, too, because it kind of takes a topic that is traditionally taught in social studies or history, the Underground Railroad, and brings it into science and brings it into modern times as well. So that's an eight-activity lesson curriculum, and some of the activities focus on how people participating in the Underground Railroad, either as guides or moving from the south to the north, use their local environment and natural knowledge to navigate. There wasn't a map, but they had to use native species. They had to understand different watersheds, and they had to use the stars for navigation. So you learn about the role that the environment and nature played in that movement. And then there's also a great activity in there that I like around a park in Buffalo that was one of the last stops on the Underground Railroad before people could get to Canada. And it puts students in a situation where they're almost a consultant to the city, talking about how they would redesign the park to incorporate ecological restoration, but also historical information and social information. So it's an important meeting point for the community now that recognizes the past, the future, the environment. Really cool stuff, I think. So I'm hoping that kids can really get engaged with that and make the connection to their local communities, because we have such an amazing resource right out our back door.
Sure.
Globally
do.
Significant right there.
Absolutely. Now, besides educating young people, New York Sea Grant also works with teachers, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So one of my main focuses is to support teachers in their efforts to integrate this type of learning into their classrooms and help them in any way that they need to really help kids understand the role of the Great Lakes in our communities. So we do professional development workshops throughout the year. Over the summer, I did four workshops at different state parks across New York's Great Lakes. So in Western New York, we were at Evangola, and then I was all across Lake Ontario doing a few more. But it was an opportunity to get teachers out to the lake shore in a beautiful setting, and fortunately we had great weather every day. We were outdoors, we were at a picnic shelter, we were meeting with state parks officials and biologists to understand the restoration projects going on at the parks, exploring opportunities for how teachers can get their students to the parks, either through various grants or their programs, and then talking about some of the lessons from those resources that I was just discussing, how they can use those in the classroom, use them at the park, or even have kids use them at home. So that's really one of my goals, is to help support both teachers in the classroom, informal educators at nature centers or parks, or even parents that want to work on this stuff with their students. And I learn as much from the teachers as I think I give them, if not more, because they're right there, and they do a great job, and I'm there to help them.
Are we seeing more educators starting to dive into some of these topics and share their new knowledge with their students?
I think so. I think there's a growing appreciation for local place-based education, kind of using our local environments as the model or the laboratory to help make the connection with their students, because it's in their everyday lives. The rainforest and different regions of the world are amazing, but, you know, we can't walk out our door and get to the rainforest, unfortunately, but we can get to Lake Erie. And, you know, when I was growing up in Dunkirk, going to the Point and Wright Park, it was right there. And you know, you don't realize how unique and important that really is until you leave and realize not everyone has one of the biggest lakes in the world right here. So I think teachers are definitely starting to use that more. And then they have in the past, and I was fortunate to have that experience growing up in Dunkirk as well. But I think it's a great opportunity, and teachers are getting really creative and integrating even their area right around schools or in neighborhoods. Because there's so much opportunity to learn every time you walk out the door.
Now, how can more schools and more teachers access this information? Where can they go? Is there a website?
There is, yeah. New York Sea Grant has the Great Lakes Ecosystem Education Exchange website, which will have all those documents that I talked about, the three curriculum, as well as information about our basin bins, which are a physical bin full of probably about 25 or so different activities and lesson plans and equipment that teachers can borrow, use in their school, share with their students and other teachers, and then bring it back, and then we share it with another school. But all of that stuff is available on our website. The basin bins are located throughout New York State. There's one at Lake Erie State Park down in Brockton. I have some here in Buffalo. So really just go online. You can reserve it. We can either ship it to or I can drop it off. And then we have our professional development opportunities listed on there. And we're going to be focusing this year on connecting new and young teachers with some of the experienced teachers that have been doing this place-based Great Lakes education for a long time, so they can really have that support right in their school and learn from folks that have been there. You know, I can talk to them about sturgeon all day long, but I'm not in the classroom the way some of the experienced teachers are, so I really want to help facilitate that connection for the new teachers as well.
And I'm sure you want to encourage other school districts around Western New York here in Chautauqua County to really take a look at what New York Sea Grant is doing.
Yeah, 100%. You know, my job is to connect with teachers, you know, from as far south as Ripley up through the Thousand Islands and the St. Lawrence River. So I cover that whole territory, but it's always great to work with teachers in Chautauqua County on some of the beaches that I've known for years and learn from what they've been doing, too. You know, there's a lot of great programs out there that the teachers have already incorporated, whether it's water quality monitoring or beach cleanups, or I spoke with a teacher in Rochester that has their students testing for eDNA in local rivers to identify what type of fish are there based on the DNA information that's in the water. So really interesting stuff, and if I can help connect teachers across the state with each other, if I can share resources with them, I'm very happy to do that.
Well, Nate, it's been great talking with you this morning, sharing your knowledge, and again, we appreciate anything else you'd like to add.
Just, I was happy to be here. I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to meeting with more teachers and talking with more kids about the Great Lakes.
Well, Nate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.